Thank you and good morning. The two victims who were fatally stabbed in the 46,000 block of Meadow Lane in Laytonville have been identified by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. 19-year-old Taylan Barton was on the phone with sheriff's deputies and admitted that he was responsible for the stabbing deaths of 52-year-old Cole Palmieri and his son, 17-year-old Teo Palmieri. He also told deputies that a 52-year-old man and a 54-year-old woman were suffering from life-threatening stab wounds as well. Barton had a foster relationship with the victims as he stayed at the Meadow Lane residence for over a year. 15 minutes past midnight on Sunday, Barton grabbed a kitchen knife while all the residents were asleep. Barton walked into the room of Teo Palmieri and stabbed him multiple times in the chest and neck area. Barton also inflicted stab wounds to the chest and neck area of a 54-year-old female trying to assist. Cole Palmieri suffered fatal stab wounds as well during the attack, and another 52-year-old man suffered life-threatening stab wounds. When sheriff's deputies arrived on scene, medical attention was provided to the man and the woman who survived the attack and were flown to an out-of-area hospital in critical condition. They are expected to survive their injuries. Barton, weeks prior, was quoted as telling an unknown person that he wanted to kill some people, and that information was never brought to the attention of the sheriff's office. Barton faces homicide and other violent charges. Three separate calls to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office regarding a heard gunshot resulted in the arrest of 32-year-old Covelo resident Anna Roseberry after a dispute over a marijuana growing operation. A 38-year-old male who had a dating relationship with Roseberry were disputing over profits earned from a marijuana growing operation at a residence on the Charlie Hurt Highway. Roseberry produced a .38-caliber handgun and shot the man in the groin, ordering him to leave the property afterwards. The victim then fled the scene and made a call for medical aid on Highway 162. The victim admitted to deputies that he was carrying a knife for self-defense, but he did not brandish it nor threaten to attack. Deputies arrived to the residence and discovered two firearms, including the weapon used, and 200 marijuana plants along with several pounds of processed bud were seized as well. Roseberry was booked into jail on multiple charges, including assault with a firearm. On Sunday, 24-year-old Nathan Nyberg was arrested for DUI after being thrown from his motorcycle and sustaining major bike injuries while headed southbound on Loop Road. Nyberg was going at a high rate of speed on Loop Road south of Strawberry Lane when he failed to make a sharp left turn in the roadway and was thrown from his motorcycle. Nyberg was then taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna, and he was arrested for misdemeanor DUI, and he remains under hospital care. The Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay conducted two rescue missions near Manila and Eureka last week. A 20-year-old was rescued from the Manila sand dunes after a call for assistance from the sheriff's office. A Coast Guard helicopter used night vision to help locate the man, and he was rescued and brought to safety. About 2 hours later, a Coast Guard helicopter rescued a crew of three on a 55-foot boat that was commuting to San Francisco. The boat's engine had lost power and the sails were torn, making the boat immobile. The helicopter one by one rescued each crew member about 53 miles west of Eureka, despite heavy winds and swells reaching to 20 feet. No injuries were reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey announced the promotion of two new sheriff sergeants as a result of Measure Z funding on Monday. Tony Gomes, who has spent 12 years with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, was promoted along with Greg Allen, who has a total of 21 years of law enforcement experience. Also due to funding from Measure Z, there are currently five new deputies in the field training program and will be added to the staff upon completion. Three more additional deputies are expected to be hired, and they will go through the same program by the end of August. A two-vehicle collision occurred on Highway 199 just south of the Oregon border that resulted in the fatality of an Arcata resident Friday afternoon. A Toyota driven by the victim was headed northbound with four other Arcata passengers when the driver of a Ford pickup truck headed southbound lost control of her vehicle and drove off the west edge, colliding with the Toyota. Law enforcement responded to the scene of the crash and Highway 199 was closed for 2 hours. The driver suffered fatal injuries and all other parties involved were taken to a hospital in Grants Pass for treatment of injuries. Wanted burglary suspect Nick Anderson was booked into county jail on Saturday after a failed burglary attempt at the Lucky Bear Casino. An hour and a half prior, Anderson had attempted to rob the Coast Credit Union on Highway 96 but tripped an alarm and fled the scene, leaving behind a bag of money. Anderson then made his way to the Lucky Bear Casino, where he was quickly detained by security and awaited sheriff's deputies. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.